So, biocontrol products on putting greens. In the western half of Oregon, our dominant putting surface is annual bluegrass, and our biggest disease concern there is microdosium patch. So in this part of Oregon, we have very cool, humid, rainy winters. It starts raining in October, and then it doesn't stop till April. And temperatures are cool, but not freezing, so we get a lot of this microdosium patch activity through the winter months there. We do a good job controlling this pathogen, microdosium patch, with fungicide applications, but we're seeing increasing numbers of pesticide bans and restrictions worldwide. Different countries and in the United States as well, increasing pressure within Oregon, laws and regulations, and a lot of social pressure to not use pesticides, fungicides in the state of Oregon. Which brings us to the objective of this trial. And this is a portion of PhD candidate Clint Maddox's master's research, which he completed in 2015. So this is a single chapter of it. The objective is to explore the effects of rolling and biocontrol products on microdosium patch throughout the winter months in an environment without snow cover and without fungicides being applied. So the experiment was done at Oregon State Lewis Brown Farm for 2 years in a row. Factors were biocontrol products and rolling. So within the biocontrol products, these were applied 2 times a week through the winter months there from September to June. We had an experimental product, the BW136N, which is Trichoderma herzeyani, that word over there, and the other Trichoderma. Our second product was Rhapsody, and we have this Provide and Revive, which is a product that's made in Corvallis. It's a compost drive liquid that you apply also with this Revive, which is a humic acid product. And then we had a control as well in the study. The second factor was rolling. Evidence has shown that rolling reduces disease pressure. So effects of rolling and biocontrol products on microdosium patch, percent disease observed at the peak of disease. You've got the interactions here of rolling 5 days a week, the blue bars, not rolled being the red bars. We see even with the control there, when we're not applying the biocontrol products, rolling is substantially reducing the disease. Then as we combine rolling with these biocontrol products, the Provide and Revive did not seem to have an effect with or without rolling. As we transition into the Rhapsody and the BW136N, we now see a pretty significant interaction here. When we roll and use Rhapsody, we get really good results compared to the untreated and Provide and Revive. So Rhapsody is reducing the pathogen. Then as we apply rolling on top of that, we see a further reduction. Same thing with the experimental product there, BW136N. It reduces pathogen activity. As we roll on top of it, we see further reductions. And then pictures showing the second year results, very similar trends here. Rolling is reducing disease, and as you go from the control to Provide, Revive, Rhapsody, BW136N on the top far right over there, top bottom is with rolling. So conclusions here, without fungicides, rolling without biocontrol products will decrease disease. Provide and Revive had no reduction on disease activity. The BW136N and Rhapsody with rolling produced the best results. And in terms of this study, Clint is not working on this anymore because he's found that actually iron sulfate, sulfur, crop oil, phosphites, and wetting agents are providing better reductions than this. So he's left the biocontrol and then moved into these products for his PhD now. Thank you.
And we have time for questions.
Yes.
So you're rolling during the middle of winter, and your previous student was concerned about keeping the traffic down during the winter. Did you guys see a reduction in quality?
We did not see a reduction in quality from the rolling. Well, could you repeat the question? So the question was the rolling spreading the pathogen? We didn't see that. Whenever we rolled the plots, and Clint has done this with multiple studies, crop oil, phosphites. Yeah, but whenever he puts rolling on top of these other products, he sees further reduction. So I wouldn't worry about rolling because we see a good reduction from disease with the rolling. Yes, sir. I don't know. There's ongoing research on it. Is it increasing moisture in the soil, which then makes the bacteria populations higher that then outcompete the fungus? I don't know. There's a lot of speculation and research further on required for that.
Okay, thank you.